I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, everyone. It's Richard. You're listening to Boner So number 23 for September 18th, 2019. And this one was produced by Jesse R. Today's Bonersode only has two calls. First one, short and sweet. And the second one, I really like it. It's kind of a slow burn, but this guy's brain just slowly breaks. And I don't know, I think you'll like it.
Superior Dent, can I help you?
Oh, is this Eric?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Eric. This is Winston with the marina.
Which marina? Yes.
Yeah, your boat, you know, the family anchor?
Uh-huh.
There was a little bit of an incident that I need to let you know about.
Oh, my. What happened?
Well, so we were moving the boats around. You know, we were just doing some maintenance. And we had to airlift your boat.
Oh, shut up.
And what do you mean?
Airlift my boat?
Yeah, it was just, you know, just kind of to rearrange some things, because it got a little out of hand.
How the hell would you airlift my boat? It's 32 feet long.
Yeah, with the cargo helicopter that we rented.
Oh, fuck you. What the fuck do you want?
Hey, well, you didn't let me tell you what...
What the fuck do you want?
Why are you cursing at me? You didn't let me tell you what happened.
You didn't airlift my boat anywhere because you're an asshole.
Well, no, I didn't do it. I'm not the pilot or anything. I'm just calling to let you know. They dropped your boat on the street by accident. You know, over there
you
on the...
suck a dick.
Why would you say that?
Hello?
Hi, Bob?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Ira with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because there was a little bit of a change in the construction schedule. And the crew's going to be coming out on Monday to start work on that support beam that's going in your yard.
You know, you got the wrong guy because no support beam's coming into our yard.
Oh, this isn't Bob over there at 92?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of support beam's coming into here?
Oh, you know, for the giant metal dish that we're building, you know, to block out the sun.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. You didn't get the newsletter that we sent out a little while ago?
I guess not. So what are we talking about? A support beam that's doing what now?
Well, so we're building a giant dish that's going to block out the sun, you know, to just kind of make the whole neighborhood shady, bring the temperature down.
Uh-huh.
And one of the support beams for it has to go up in your yard.
Whereabouts in my yard?
Well, it's going to go in the front yard there.
We need to talk about that.
What do you mean?
How big is that? I don't know if I want that in my front yard.
Oh, yeah, but the HOA, you know, we already selected, because, you know, the way it's designed and everything, like, one of the support beams has to go into your yard.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's to the benefit of the whole neighborhood, though, you know, so...
Oh, I know that, but I don't know. I need to know more about this before, you know, if it's on my property, you can't do that unless I know about it.
We definitely can. You know, you're under our jurisdiction and everything. And that tree that you have there, we'll probably have to take that out.
You talking a beam right in my front yard, in front of my house?
Yeah, it's just going to be like a large metal... It's kind of like a leg, you know, because of the support beams for it. It's like a tripod structure.
In front of my house?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, it's definitely happening. It's, you know, they'll be there on Monday morning to start work on it.
I'd be very careful what you guys do.
But if there's no tree there, that's good. That means they can just kind of get started right away.
No, we need to talk about that. So I'm standing outside now. You're talking about putting a beam in my front yard?
Yeah.
How big?
Well, it's going to be pretty tall. Like, this thing's going to rise about, you know, a few hundred feet into the air.
No. In my front yard?
Yeah, your front yard over there at 9. And the beam itself, it's going to be, I think they said about 3 feet, 3.5 feet in diameter. Just this large, round metal beam.
No. You're going to have a 3.5 foot diameter beam in my front yard?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why you keep asking.
No.
Like, it's...
No.
We've already established that it's your yard.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. I'll have lawyers all over this thing.
What do you mean? You can't fight it. Like, it's in the HOA charter, you know,
it.
Like, we have every right to do this.
It can distract from the value of my house. It can distract from the looks of my house. It ain't going to happen.
Well, yeah, but it's going to shade the whole neighborhood, you know, because climate change is getting out of control, and we don't know what else to do, so we're just going to shade the whole neighborhood, bring the temperature down.
No, that's ridiculous. You're going to put a 3.5 foot beam in my front yard?
Yes.
An ugly metal beam?
Well, you can paint it if you want. Like, it doesn't have to. It's just going to be like a tin color, you know, just like metal.
A three and a half foot wide? Round?
You can decorate it any way you want, you know?
No. You're telling me a 3.5 foot round, 3.5 diameter.
Yeah. Yeah.
3.5 foot diameter. No. Listen, I'm going to have lawyers all over you guys, and let me tell you, I got the money to do it. Everybody here knows it.
No, you can't. That's against the bylaws here. We're exempt. We're exempt from
never,
all.
Ever. Nobody's exempt from a lawsuit. I've been in this.
It's in the HOA
law.
Charter. We can do pretty much whatever we want. Like, we have jurisdiction over your front lawn.
A 3.5 foot beam in my yard? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I understand that you're upset, but again, like, you can paint it.
Absolutely upset. No. A 3.5 foot beam, you know what that's going to look like?
Well, why are you so upset that it's 3.5 feet? Like, would it matter if it was 4 feet or 5 feet?
I don't want anything in my front yard. And 3.5's huge. I'm looking at a tree out here right now that's not even 3.5 feet.
Oh, so there is a tree in your yard?
No, it's a neighbor's yard.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they'll probably have to take that down because, you know, they need room to get the trucks there in there and all that.
Oh, No, I can't believe you guys are saying this. That you're going to put a 3.5 foot diameter. How tall is that sucker?
Well, like I said, it's going to be about 100 feet in the air.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
You got to be kidding me.
No, this is no joke, sir. We've been talking about this for months now. Like, I'm kind of surprised that you're caught off guard by this.
Oh, yes, I am. In the center of my house here?
Well, think about the benefits of it. You know, the whole neighborhood's going to be nice and shady.
I don't care what the benefit is. Buy my house. You don't take and destroy somebody's value.
Well, this giant dish is going to move, you know, like it's going to have motors and everything. It might be a little noisy. They're trying to work out how to keep it quiet. But it'll move, like,
serious?
With the sun, as the sun...
Are you dead serious?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No, why would I joke, sir? That, you know, I'm just doing my job, calling you, giving you a heads up, you know? It's just a courtesy call.
What's your name?
My name's Sleeve.
Sleeve what?
Sleeve McDykel.
I got to write this down, because I'll be on the phone with my lawyers Monday morning, first thing.
Oh, your lawyers aren't going to be able to do anything. I already told you it's
don't bet on it. Don't bet on it.
Don't even waste their time. Don't bet on that.
Don't bet on
that.
Oh,
I'm betting on it. I'll bet my life savings. It's in the HOA charter that we can do this.
You're going to put in... Have you got a drawing for that thing?
Yeah, we had the blueprints.
Where are they at?
Well, I mean, I can email it to you if you want.
Yes, email them to me.
Yeah, I'll send them over to you after this call.
They'll go from there straight to my lawyers.
Well, your lawyer's not going to be able to do anything. Your lawyer's going to be like, you're an idiot because, you know, you signed the...
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, I'm just, you know, that's my prediction that your lawyer's going to call you a big idiot.
I cannot believe that you guys actually will take. I'm looking out my front window now, and I'm going to look at a 3.5 foot pole.
Yeah, like it might block your view a little bit.
Might block my view? How's that going to find your house?
But think of the benefit, though. Like, your air conditioning bill is going to be a lot cheaper now because you won't have to.
What's it going to do?
Well, it's going to bring
me, what, $2 a month?
Well, it'll bring the temperature down in the area, you know, because the sun's going to be blocked out by the dish.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
No, this is you know, a modern scientific miracle, what we came up with.
Yeah, modern scientific Democrat crap.
Democrat? You know? What?
Yes.
What does this have to do with politics?
I'm not sold on the climate change stuff, okay?
Oh, well, you don't have to be sold on it. It's happening.
Oh, I can't believe it.
You haven't noticed how warm it is lately? Like, every year, it's warmer and warmer.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe what I'm hearing, that you're actually going to put a 3.5-foot pole in my front yard.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Well, you better believe it.
A 3.5 diameter pole in the center of my yard?
It's as real as climate change.
No, I'm going to ask a question. Center of my yard or on the property line?
Well, you know, it's going to take up like pretty much the whole yard, because there's also like support beams for the support beam.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You know, because with winds and everything, you know, we don't want this thing falling over. That'd be a huge liability issue. So there's going to be like support cables.
No, you're talking a big beam in my front yard with a bunch of cables and supports to hold it? Like,
yeah, the
power?
These high powered, like these real, you know, these real like strong cables are going to...
I'm experiencing with towers and stuff. I was in the business, okay?
Yeah, well, then you should know what we're talking about, and maybe you could help us out.
Help you out? I'm going to help you out all right. In my front yard?
So the cables themselves are going to be attached to your roof? They're just going to bolt those
no!
to the...
No! You are not attaching anything to my roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's to kind of anchor it down, you know? They're just going to attach it to different points on your roof?
No, they're not. That's not going to happen.
You know, it's
That's
like these real...
Happen.
It's like these real high-powered, you know, like wires.
Oh, no,
and they
no,
just have to anchor them
no.
to your roof, because, you know...
Are you serious that they're going to... Are you serious?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be serious? Hello, sir?
I'm sitting here, so I'm speechless.
Oh.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm absolutely flabbergasted
you sound like
that
it.
You're telling me... that they can take and actually attach things to my house.
Yeah, because your house is a good anchor point, you know? Like, if it gets real windy...
Oh, no.
Like, your house weighs more than this metal beam, I think. I mean, probably.
Oh. I'll have a court injunction on this, I can guarantee that.
Oh, no, you won't. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Don't tell me that, okay? That infuriates me when you tell me that.
Yeah, but you sound like a big idiot, you know, just throwing out these words that you don't know what they mean.
That's not very nice. That's not very nice to say that, okay?
Okay, I apologize, but you don't sound like you know what you're talking about.
I might have a background that you don't know about, okay?
Oh.
And I find absolutely, I'm flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted that somebody would come and put, you know, what they do the value of my house?
The only thing that, you know, there's kind of a risk that if there's like a hurricane or something, if it gets really windy, it might topple the beam and then rip your roof off. But we'll replace it, you know, no charge.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a small possibility. They say it's only like a 1% chance.
Oh, man. A 3.5-foot diameter beam in the middle of my yard.
Yeah, well, that was just an estimate. It might be 4.5 feet.
Even 4.5 feet. Even 4 inches.
Yeah. I mean, does it really matter? Like, you don't sit there staring out your window all day, right?
Yes, I do. I'm doing it right now. This is where I have my office. Okay?
You sit there staring out the window all day?
No, I don't sit there staring out the window all day.
All right, then what's the big deal? Just get over it, you know?
Let's put it in your house. Let's put it in your yard, okay? What do you think about that?
No, my house isn't positioned correctly.
But if it was, would you want it in your front yard?
Oh, hell no. I would fight that, you know, to the bitter end. I don't need that thing bringing down my property value.
Really, you would. So then you understand how I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I expect you to just be a good neighbor, you know, just kind of play ball.
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
Give me your name again. Give me your name again.
My name's Winston.
Spell it, please.
I-E-T. P-I.
I-E-T. Just a minute. Bill, start again. I-E-T.
No, no. I-T.
I-T.
P-L-E-A-S-E.
P-L-E-S-E.
No, no. P-L-E-A-S-E.
P-L-E-A-S-E.
Yeah, okay, that's it, please.
It, please. That's your name, it, please?
No, you asked me to spell it, please.
Oh, come on now.
Get it?
No. I got it. It, please. Okay, but what's your name?
Oh, my name. It's Bobson.
Spell it, please.
I-T-P-L-E-A-S-E.
Oh,
came across Sandy as a
hey, who are you talking to in the background there?
My wife and the same as your business.
Oh, tell Sandy to shut the fuck up. This is between me and you. Thanks again to Jesse R. It's because of you that guy had a stroke. I hope you feel good about that. For the next week or so, I'm going to be working on the next full episode of Another Prank Call Show, so I might skip the boner show next week. Feel free to send me death threats if you don't like that idea. I'll do my best to make it up for you the following week. Anyways, thanks again for all of your support, and I'll see you soon.
Beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.